One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Rich welcome to all of you. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to the Conscious Caregivers Show. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus also iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And that's wonderful news for everyone listening in, because there are more ways you can access us this year than ever before. And the thing that never changes here is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So here's a bold statement to start off with. If you are a caregiver to aging parents or others, you are a healer on some level. And that's why our starting question is, what are you doing to heal yourself? Let's keep that reflection front and center as we navigate through today's show, where we have something a little different on tap for you. Namely, my guest and I have decided to offer four mini segments under the overall banner of Healing the Healers, or a title that we were brainstorming together in our preparations, How to Fill Up Your Cup When You Are Giving to Others. Indeed, in preparing for you behind the scenes, we brainstormed way more than four subtopics. I can tell you that for a fact. And that's because our guest can speak to so many via her background as a marriage and life coach, transformational retreat facilitator, motivational speaker, author, and other capabilities. So to give folks a little bit of a preview here, we're going to be starting in a short bit with Everyone Has a Story. That's our first segment. And this is really about valuing our elders' memories before it's too late. I can squarely share in from my own mother and father experiences that, you know, my dad eventually, before he passed away, managed to impart a great number of legacy stories that have greater meaning for me today, 7 years later, than when he passed in 2012. And those stories are things that I treasure to this day. Much as they may have had me sometimes roll my eyeballs into the back of my head, just to be honest with all of you, at the time, I now prize them greatly. And that was not the case with my mom. My cousin and I made a trip through Germany in the summer of 2009, which is unbelievable, 10 years ago this summer. And yet I can remember touring around and trying to find locations that we knew my mother had lived. And even though now some of that is in Poland, we even tried to go to her hometown, and we found nothing there that would really further illuminate the maternal side of the family history. And that remains a grievous disappointment for my cousin and for me today. So many of us in the family tried to get her to really share her life, and she would not talk about her experiences about World War II. She just moved to Canada in 1953 and wanted to sort of set aside that whole part of her history. And now we are missing it forever because, of course, she transitioned in April of 2010. So I'm sure my guest and I are going to invite, when we talk about Everyone Has a Story, how important it is to really capture our elders' memories before it's too late. From there, we'll move on to clearing the emotional blocks, because I continue to say with caregivers everywhere that this chapter of life will raise to the surface like no other all those unprocessed emotions you may well have shoved under the carpet or otherwise stored away for decades. And I was recently reminded via a Hay House Heal Your Life Summit that unprocessed emotions lie at the root of 90% of all disease. And then when you couple that with the fact that caregivers of aging parents have a 63% higher mortality rate than their peers who don't carry those burdens, I think you can start to see the case for why it is so important to clear those emotional blockages now. And I know about my guest that you will soon learn that she has a wonderful technique that she calls emotional brain therapy. It's really a trademarked technique that she may bring in when we talk about that facet of our program today. You can already start to see how chock-a-block we are on this particular show, because next up, we will be healing the undones. And that is tied, of course, directly to clearing the emotional blocks, because the power of transformation is what ensues when we clean up our family history. Of course, I would say that this is best done while elders are alive. But it's also possible when they pass. And I'm going to cite examples from some recent blogs and Facebook posts where I have recognized amongst my maternal role models or archetypes, even extended family members beyond my actual mother. And those aunts informed a large part of who I have become today. So it's not always just that we need to honor father and mother, but who are the extended family members that we can honor, but also are there any with whom we need to heal some undones? That absolutely happened with my maternal grandmother. She passed away already in the 1970s, but until very recently, as in the last few years, I labored under an illusion about the lady that we used to call Oma, or German for grandmother. And I always thought when I was 2 and again, maybe 12 or something, when I traveled to Germany with my mom and my dad, I used to think that, man, why is Oma so, you know, retreated, and why does she seem, you know, kind of harsh or something? I didn't really have the words to put language to it at the time, but I have since discovered that, of course, she was carrying the wounds of her only son being killed in World War II a mere 7 days before the conflict, to say the least, ended. And so no wonder I thought she was shut down, but I came to understand where my mother came from and also where Oma came from, and it put a lot of history, shall we say, into context. When we go from there into our other fourth theme, It's going to be about setting appropriate boundaries. And I can tell you, people, that this is happening by the week, not anymore by the month, where I can cite at least three examples of people in my extended circles who have had elders passing away in rapid succession with each other. And so that has been difficult. But also, we're talking about the boundaries of really knowing what you choose to spend your time with your folks on and what you don't. Either way, within each element, our guest and I will be combining our lived experiences along with wisdom from her retreats, workshops, and healing modalities. So stand by. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're just about to introduce our guest today because I'm looking forward to having fun with the little switch-up that she and I created, and I know you're going to find this a chock-a-block show. So buckle up your seatbelts, get out that notepad with pen or device of your choice, because I haven't reminded you to do that for a little while. Because you won't want to miss a syllable of what she has to share with us next. Always a reminder, by the way, that we welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And because Grace does have so much richness to share with us, I want to offer you just even a snippet of her extensive bio and credentials. So here we go. Grace Sirocco is a life and marriage coach, a transformational retreat facilitator, and the author of the HarperCollins best-selling classic, Take the Step, The Bridge Will Be There. And this book is available in several languages around the world. Grace's mission is to empower, inspire, and heal. And she does so with great gusto and charm, whether it's through her writings or at one of her experiential workshops. Her warmth and enchanting style catalyze people into meaningful action, beckoning them to cross the river of change. Grace's message is to know thyself and live authentically and courageously. to heal the dark side and reach for the luminous places, not only within ourselves, but in one another. Already, isn't that just lovely? And I want to go on to say that at Grace Sirocco Inc., she offers educational and therapeutic workshops and retreats, as well as customized seminars for the private and public sector. Excuse me. Grace has a wealth of experience in designing and teaching quality training programs and has delivered her presentations to tens of thousands of people on three continents. She works with wellness committees and organizational leaders and really creates out-of-the-box customized presentations. Her philosophy that the heart must be engaged in what we do, coupled with research that the brain is plastic, allows her to gently nudge people towards greater personal responsibility, meaning and empowerment. And, you know, that whole style encompasses numerous standing ovations with her 25-year speaking career, and recent clients have included Johnson & Johnson, the Ontario Public Health Sector, and also McMaster University. I could just take this show to share with you her background and credentials, but I know she already now has things to say. So, Grace, welcome to The Conscious Caregiver, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
My pleasure, Carol Ann. Thank you.
Very nice. And we're here in this segment really focusing on how everyone has a story. And so I'm sure that folks would love to hear something about your own story coming to do the work you are now. And as we slide into also the caretaking that you do with your own aging parents whom you value and love greatly. So please take it away from there, Grace.
Well, thank you. I mean, wow, what an introduction. You're so kind and so sweet. Thank you, Carolyn. I'm happy to be here today. And the whole idea about everybody has a story, I often talk about how when we have our parents, you know, we don't really see them as people, you know, people who have had amazing adventures and who've had hopes and dreams and who've had hardships. We see them as what they can do for us because as kids, they've always, you know, taken care of things. And so we see them through this lens of their roles and not the lens of human being. And, you know, some people are lucky that when they become adults, they see their parents differently. And I often say to people that I am really blessed because my two parents, if they were not my parents and they were not in my life, that I would seek them out as friends. Because they crack me up and because I love their joie de vivre, I love their spirit, I love their storytelling, and they make me laugh. And so they're people that, you know, I would choose as friends. And I think there's no higher compliment that I can give them as my parents. So when I say that everybody has a story, you know, we often judge the book by the cover. We see somebody being rude in an elevator or, you know, in a lineup in the grocery store, or we see... You know, we see the cover. We see the perception of what that person is giving out that day, but often we don't realize that maybe they're running to an aging parent, or maybe you know, they might be suffering themselves and they've just come back from chemo, or you know, they might have had a loss and they're worried. And so we humans, we are just a bundle of emotions all the time. And these emotions often go unhealed, unlistened to, undelivered, and submerged. And so when we see the person, you know, we often, you know, can't understand why they're being a certain way. But as soon as you ask them some questions about their lives, you know, I'm always urging my children to be interested in people and to ask them questions and to, you know, be curious about their grandparents and be curious about their stories. And it's often very true that as soon as you hear the story, we bond with them and we call them friends. Before that story is shared, we can't call someone a friend. It's a sharing of story that emotionally connects us on a human level and that we're craving. We're all craving to know, you know, what makes this person tick, or where have they been, or what are they dealing with, and what, you know, aches and pains are they going through right now that they might have suppressed with, you know, medication, or they're just too embarrassed to share with you. So, yeah, the story of human beings is very, very important, Carolyn.
It's so important, Grace. And I know you emphasized that amongst many themes when we were planning this show. And so already you're talking about the human aspect behind the person. And that really echoes, Grace, you know, what you share in the public arena around your own heart space. You illuminated for me behind the scenes how important those stories are. And even I feel inspired to have our audience contemplate that. I wonder what stories remain untold about your parents or other loved ones that you'd regret not knowing if they were to pass away tomorrow. So on that note, we're just going to take a wee pause. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and also Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
So excited that you're with us today, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Today, we're chatting with marriage and life coach, transformational retreat facilitator, and author, Grace Sirocco, about healing the healers. And in just our segment before this one, we were really talking about how everyone has a story and how important it is to get out those stories before it's too late. So, Grace, can you tell us a little bit more, something practical or action-oriented, on how we can get out those stories from those whom we cherish?
Sure. So, there was some really interesting research that came out just a few days ago, and it was all about what parents wanted the most from their children. And it came out that parents just want their children to spend time with them. They didn't want anything other than just hanging out and dropping in and making them feel really loved. So I would recommend that, you know, one of the things that is really great for seniors is, you know, unscheduled visits where you just pop in. And you pop in for a few moments of connection, or you bring a plant, or you see if there's anything I can do for you. So those are really, really important for their own health, and if they're suffering with a disease, for them to feel emotionally cared for, emotionally seen, emotionally relevant. So that's one idea, is just drop in. I know we're all very, very busy and we're all going at breakneck speeds, but you know, that whole idea of unscheduled, being able to even a phone call, you know, and if seniors can do the technology thing, why not do Skype, do FaceTime? So that's really important. Another thing that's really that they can do is ask people about their childhood. Ask your parents about their childhood. I was fascinated to hear about my father's adventures in Switzerland. So, you know, I'm the daughter of Italian immigrants. And before they immigrated to Canada, my dad spent 10 years in Switzerland. And it was like unheard of as a young lad of 17 for him to just go off, you know, to a foreign country and to find work. And all the adventures that he had, and hearing his adventures, I saw myself in him. I saw my own qualities of seeking, you know, adventures and travel and not being afraid and being courageous. I get that from my dad. And kind of hearing his stories really made me see him in a different way and just made me love him all the more. And he felt listened to. He felt that, you know, his stories were important. His stories, you know, his daughter wanted to know his stories. So same thing with my mom. There's a lot of things that we don't know about our parents. And I asked my mom's questions about, she grew up and she had a little sister. And the little sister, because the Germans were bombing, they were under the ground and in these shelters to get away from the raids. And she developed a meningitis, but she couldn't get to the hospital in time. And so it didn't kill her, but it created brain damage. And so her little sister, Barbarella, stopped developing at the age of 3, and so she was mentally and eventually physically handicapped, and she was my mother's responsibility. So my mother had to forfeit going to higher schooling or learning, and she loved to learn, and she asks all kinds of questions now because she just wants to learn, but back then she just couldn't. So she told me her stories of taking care of Barbarella, how her parents were off to work. And she would often be, and I realize that she's such a nurturer. She's so compassionate. She's so loving. And people are drawn to my mother because she's just got so much compassion. And I realize that's in my work, my healing work, when people are in front of me and they tell me their pain. And I realize that my compassionate heart comes from my mom. And so I think that if you want to know more about yourself, better than any therapy or trying to kind of go and figure out self-awareness exercises for yourself, because we know that all leadership, the best leaders today, are self-aware. And I love the title of your show, Conscious Caregiver. It's not enough to be a caregiver, but we want to strive to being conscious, being awake. One of my heroes, Og Mandino, said that, you know, we all die at 40 and then we're buried at 80. And there's a large chunk of our lives that just goes unconscious, and we're just going through the motions of living. So yes, by asking your parents about their lives and their stories, and aunts and uncles, or you know, our elders, asking them about their childhood stories and about, you know, what they did, you find yourself, and it's this amazing blossoming of self-awareness. It's an amazing appreciation for your heritage and where you come from and the qualities that you may have forgotten that you have by hearing your dad or your mom tell us about their stories. So, yeah, it's a really rich time because now they're not working. They're retired. They may be at home. They may have slowed down. And just ask them, tell me about your childhood. Tell me about when you were in the war. Tell me about when, you know, the bombs were dropped. What were you doing? You know, we live in a very advantageous time in our history. We're not fighting wars. But a lot of our senior people, they've seen it all. They've seen famine. They've seen war. They've seen hunger. And it's just, it's a rich time for us to kind of appreciate and listen to their stories.
So, so very important, Grace. And for our many American listeners, we're coming up to Memorial Day weekend, in fact. And that's always such a poignant time in the U.S. because it's the number of parents and, you know, generations that are in their 80s and 90s are very, very fast. you know, sadly so, disappearing off the face of the earth. It's like by the day now. And so you're reminding us how also we tie in with our elders in terms of recognizing qualities that we gained from them. And those are their lasting legacies and gifts with us. So I think if we can actually transform some of the, let's call them emotional issues that can arise maybe when we contemplate our elders, if we can transform those into appreciation, into gratitude, into acknowledgement, even just by spending time together, this can be very powerful. And we're coming up, Grace, to another short break. And so, you know, folks, when we come back, she and I may talk a little bit more about clearing the emotional blockages and also some more about healing any of the undones before it's too late, because that's really important as well, so that we don't ourselves go through life carrying those kinds of burdens, shall we say, and instead that we can return to appreciation from whence we come. So we're speaking today with Grace Sirocco, and we're reminding everybody that we welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we always thank you for the privilege of being part of your day. So for the time being, just stand by, folks, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, together with marriage and life coach, transformational retreat facilitator, and author Grace Sirocco, about healing the healers.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Welcome back to all of you. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes, and we're thrilled today to connect with marriage and life coach, motivational speaker, and author of the HarperCollins best-selling classic, Take the Step, The Bridge Will Be There. That's Grace Sirocco. And Grace, just before our break here, you were sharing about some techniques on how to get out those stories, and we were just leading into clearing emotional blockages and healing the undones. So I think you have some strategies for us in those regards. So I'd love you to share those next.
Okay, sure. So, you know, in my work, I call myself an emotional healer because I believe that a lot of our blocks and obstacles in life come from blocked emotion. And one of the real nasty emotions that we tend to block and we can tend to push underground is anger. And anger is a legitimate emotion. It is part of a human experience, but it's not a primary emotion. It's a secondary emotion. The primary emotion under anger is often hurt, fear, or unmet needs. And so sometimes growing up, you know, our parents, you know, weren't perfect. They did have challenges, financial and otherwise. There's all kinds of things that happen. And we try our best to be the best parents, but we don't accomplish that goal always. And so a lot of us have unresolved issues with parents. You know, we have unresolved issues with people. And I always say that your mom and dad are the two main rivers of energy that flow through you. And if those rivers are not clean, if they're filled with debris like anger, resentment, shame, hurt, betrayal, then your life doesn't work as well as it could work. So I spend a lot of my time at my programs helping people release these emotions. Sometimes people come to me and they say, yes, but my parent has died. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not about them. It's about you. And so here's a technique. You know, write a letter to your parent or whoever it is, a core person in your life that you have unresolved issues with. This is an emotional process that helps you get over the hurt. It helps you become less angry. It helps you have more creativity in your life and new energy because your emotions are like a river. They're energy, and they're energy in motion. So when we suppress with medication, or we suppress because it's not the right time, or we suppress because we don't want people to judge us, and we have a lifetime of these suppressed emotions, they do a lot of damage. And you alluded to some of this, you know, in your opening comments about what a lot of disease comes from repressed emotion. So our core people are responsible often for our repressed emotion. So write them a letter. Dear mom, start off with the anger, okay? All underneath the anger is all the hurt. Under the hurt is the sadness. Under the sadness is the fear. Under the fear is anxiety. Until you get to a place of acceptance and then love, and then finally, gratitude. You write a letter like this, multi-pages, but you address all those emotions. And you read it once, twice, three times, out loud, in nature, or if they've passed, you know, at the cemetery. Some place where it is a symbolic place for you, and you let it go, and you release it, you will experience unbelievable freedom. A liberation that you've never even tasted before. And so this emotional process is what I help people through. Another technique is, you know, say something happened to you, a traumatic in your childhood, is to find some childhood pictures of what was going on for you. Those pictures are going to be trigger points. And you write to your inner child, or you let your inner child write to you, tell you what was going on for them. You know, dad left us and mom was really angry all the time and I had to do this or that. Whatever the story is. But we've got these unlocked, we have to unlock stories inside of us. I often say we have buckets of tears that we've never cried. So these emotions have to be released. And a lot of people at midlife are finding me, and so if their marriages are not working, oftentimes because they have blocked emotions from their childhood, from their past. You know, I often say 25% of all the, you know, damage is, you know, maybe your partner, your relationship, but 75% is your early childhood years, the formative years, where all of this stuff got kind of programmed inside of our brain. So it's really important to get these letters out. You can do it in private. You can do it with a coach. And you can just start writing these letters to dad, to mom, to an ex, to anybody that you have emotional undones with, that you have to speak your peace. You have to speak your truth. And these letters then, you know, keep them with you and read them until there is no more emotional charge. By that I mean, when you read it, you don't feel anything anymore. You've crossed that river. You feel indifferent to it. You go, oh yeah, that was interesting, but you don't feel it anymore. And that's when you're ready to burn it or let it go or rip it up and just send that off, that it's not
your narrative anymore, and you've cleared those emotions, you've cleared those feelings. And so it's a very, very powerful process to go through, and very rewarding when you take back your life and you're not a victim of your childhood, or a victim of what you experienced with maybe parents who were not as conscious as they could have been. But, you know, it's not about blaming them. It's about taking responsibility and healing your own life.
It's so important to do exactly that, Grace. And I just love your idea. I haven't even thought of that, that one could go to the grave side, because sometimes people say, yes. Oh, well, my parents have passed away already, so I guess there's not much I can do to heal the undones that we're talking about. And another audience, by the way, that I come across a lot is siblings, because caregivers are often subject to being, the ones I deal with anyway, the responsible ones. And I'm sure we can all recognize that definition as the person who carries the weight for mom and dad as they age. So let's just pause on that note, and everybody know that I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal, and we aim to please. Visit us at www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com. Make your home your own.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Always. I'm so grateful that you choose to be a treasured member of our audience. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are chatting with the fascinating Grace Sirocco as she continues to share tremendous insights based on her marriage and life coaching, the transformational retreats that she conducts, and also her authorship. And today we've already been encompassing in this chock-a-block show that everyone has a story. Make sure to get those out, you know, especially from your aging parents or other relatives before it's too late, really leading into some ways to clear emotional blockages and heal the undones. So during this last segment that we are privileged to have with her, we thought that we might have her comment on a little bit any else about healing the undones that has not already been addressed, and also leading into the importance indeed of setting some appropriate boundaries around aging parents, because I know, Grace, when we were preparing, you were talking about, you know, what you have chosen with the cooperation of your mom and dad, what you do for them, which is certain things, but also some things you don't. So why don't we go wherever you want next, okay?
Okay, well, before we do that, I wanted to just mention that the largest category of undones is relationship undones. And the biggest one there is telling people that we love them, telling people that we're sorry, and forgiveness. And that letting go process I explained earlier about getting those emotions freed from yourself is basically the beginning of the forgiving and the letting go. And if you can't forgive, then at least let it go, because forgiveness is for them. Letting go is for you. You can't really forgive someone walking up to them and saying, I forgive you, because it's a little bit of an arrogant act. The person has to say, I'm sorry. They have to acknowledge what they've done for us to truly give the gift of forgiveness. But you can let it go. And letting go, even if people have died, people have moved on, you know, an ex-partner who you don't talk to anymore, but you still have hurt and trauma, you can let it go and clear the path so you can invite love and a new relationship into your life. So those undones, relationship undones, are biggest category. And I often remember someone telling me that if the end of the world were suddenly announced, you know, like in, you know, when you think of 9/11 and the people who were on the planes, and if you go to the museum at Ground Zero in New York City, you actually can hear the recordings. You know, they knew they were going to die. They had minutes, and they were on the phone and telling people, "I love you. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Like, you know, that we will meet again." And it was just so moving, hearing some of these recordings of people who knew that they were going to die. So those relationship undones are absolutely, you know, critical. The next undone is adventure, travel undones, career undones, educational undones. And as we get older and older and we're taking care of, you know, our seniors, we need to remember that we can always learn, keep the brain healthy. You know, I'm learning painting, for example. My kids got me this class of painting. I did not know that I knew how to paint. I had no idea, never been attracted to doing it before. Suddenly I'm doing it, and it's fun, and it's just so rewarding. And so you're building, you know, new brain cells. The brain is plastic, and so you want to fight off those mental aging diseases, you know, by learning something new is really important. So the undones are really, really important. And, you know, you mentioned about the boundaries, and I did want to say that boundaries, you don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to just lay it all out there and do everything people ask you. I do see a lot of people, I'm coaching them, and they sometimes go through this feeling like, you know, dish rags, or they feel abused because the elder, you know, parent makes them feel guilty and controls the child, you know, the adult in manipulative ways. And so I highly recommend that boundaries are healthy, not just for them, for you, for them as well. So here's an example. I take care of my parents' medical. So my dad is 88 and my mom is 80. And I take care of all the continuity of where specialists and doctors and their health, and I have files on each of them. I have all their doctors. I know all that stuff. And I'm the first person there that, you know, takes them, and I'm responsible for that. So I tell my mom all the time, I go, Mom, I will do that. I will take care of the fun. I will bring you over to our house. I will come here and cook for you. I will do all this. But one thing I can't do is clean your house. So I will pay for someone to come and do it, but I don't have time to do stuff like that. I can't do that. The other thing is that it's not good for her or me for me to wash her and for me to, you know, take care of her hygiene, unless it's just very superficial hygiene, because I know that she gets embarrassed, and I want to preserve her dignity, you know, with me as much as possible. So I have hired someone to come in, you know, 3 times a week, and they give her a real great bath, you know, tip to top, and it really helps her out. But you have to verbally tell your, you know, senior person what you are able to do and what you're not able to do. And then if you have siblings, to be able to come together as a team and say, I'll take care of this. Like my brother, he takes care of all their property stuff, you know, that the lawn needs this and they have to go buy a new couch or they have to go do all this other stuff. My brother, you know, Tony, takes care of that. So we're a team together. And I highly recommend that you set the boundaries out. You do only what you feel you can do. You don't want to do something and begrudge it. You don't want to do something and resent it. You don't want to do something for them and hate them, because they will feel it. It will leak out. And that's not your legacy. That's not how you want them to go to the other life, feeling that, you know, they've taken all your negative emotion because you didn't really want to do this. So the stuff that you don't really want to do, you need to farm it out and find good people to do it, or share it with your siblings or your children. My children, you know, they're adults, 27 and 28, and Kaisa and Jasper often will go to their nonnies, and, you know, they will pick up some baking supplies, or they will do things or cut the grass or help them out. And so you need to kind of have a team. You know what they say, it takes a village. It does take a village to raise a child, but I think it takes a village to help an elder move into that next stage of wherever they are to be. So it really takes a village, Carolyn, and I'm sure you know that.
I know that for a fact. Often I was a one-person village, but nonetheless, and Grace, can you just hang with us still for a couple of minutes, because we are going to soon enter our last little pause, and I want to thank you properly, okay? So, folks,
sure.
Just bear with us, and we're going to be right back. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Dalyliepe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Dalyliepe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Dalyliepe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeipe.com or email her at pdlife@gmail.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting unculpable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to what always becomes a precious last few moments with one another. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And today we've had the privilege with us of Grace Sirocco. And Grace, you've been sharing so poignantly and also practically with us. So I would like to give the audience and you a chance to say, where can we learn more about you, please?
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a website, so it's gracesirocco.com, and Sirocco is Sirocco.com, and they can also, I'm in Southern Ontario, in a town called St. Catharines, very close to Niagara Falls. I run marriage retreats in Niagara, and I have people that come to me from all over North America, and it's a very powerful 3 days if people are looking for clarity in their relationship, or looking for healing, or in some cases looking for closure. They know they're done, but they have children to co-parent, and they want to be civil and kind, and they don't want to kind of go into this, you know, separation with animosity. I have judges, actually, who send people to me instead of going to court. So there's there's a lot of people that come to my retreats. I do one-on-ones with people with Skype. I have clients in Hong Kong that I do Skype sessions with. So with like technology, it's actually brilliant because you can connect now with anybody around the globe. It's quite special. So yes, that's how people can find out more about me, GraceSirocco.com. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Caroline.
Well, you know what, Grace? Really, I have to say something important about our preparatory dialogue because it made a very large difference to my life. And you had expressed that I am one of the most gracious people you've met. And folks, yes. I reveal this not out of ego, as some others would definitely do, but rather my point is that it takes one to know one. Hello, what's your name, Grace? My middle one is Patricia, and I've often thought of switching mine for a moniker which denotes graciousness of carriage plus a certain air of classiness. And I want everyone to please take away from my comments that one of the greatest gifts that you can offer another is to see them in their essence.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what grace you did for me. I could have cried. I was that touched.
Aww.
And so before our break, I want to, you know, before we last go into the closing of the show, I want to leave everyone with the inquiry, how can you add more graciousness to your upcoming week? So thanks again, Grace. And we're about to just preview next week. Our theme is going to be the strength to be vulnerable. This guest's true story at the hands of her mother alone needs to be heard to be believed. Trust me. Even I gasped more than once, to be honest, when we were readying. And you know how I say that just like Grace offered, contents that I offer are not, you know, the typical stuff out there. And so this is going to be a bit of a controversial show. I warn you about a no-holds-barred conversation, but always it's important that we create here the safe space for anyone and everyone to speak their truth. So a couple of reminders, folks. It's been a little while since I've mentioned my books that include Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, and Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. Of course, both can be found at my website of copingwithuncopableparents.com, and you can book there too a confidential readiness session with me, or just reach out to carolanne@carolannehamilton.com by email. And that way we can start on giving you additional mindsets and strategies to navigate the caregiving marathon with less stress and greater health while keeping intact your work, relationships, and life. So archives are at boldbravemedia.com. I always like to sign off with you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Caroline Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Caroline Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Caroline Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.